I'm going to use the version to say these are the Sfarim that were donated in memory of Donnie Morris, Nachman Daniel Ben Ari Tzvi. Oh, Shalom. So we'll use this one. But it's hard to, okay, so let's jump right in, I guess. The beginning of the Parsha is dealing with the Eved Ivri. So there's the Pshat of the Eved Ivri. There's the Drush of the Eved Ivri. There's a lot of Ramazim. That's what the Or HaChaim has at the beginning of the Parsha. Let me just find here. It starts in here. Oh. So I guess, well, he actually, it's not on the piece we're going to do tonight, but he discusses a question. Why isn't it called, we call him an Eved Ivri. Why is it called an Eved Yisraeli? It's a good question. Ever thought of that? Sounds like a good question, right? So he wants to explain, he's going to allude to it in part of the Pesuk. Let me read them. But an Eved Yisrael means something that sounds like a permanent status. But an Eved Ivri is like a lashon of over, something that's temporary, something that's passing. So because this is not a permanent status, yeah, sorry, here are the sheets in front. Because it's not a permanent status, then that's why it's called the Eved Ivri. In this version, it's a little bit... Kisikne Eved Ivri, right? So when you acquire the Eved Ivri, this is the Psukim, Sheish Shanim Yavod, he's going to work for you for 6 years, Vashvi'is, and in the seventh year, Yetzi L'chav Sheichinam, he goes free. So on this, you have, I'm just going to keep turning in here. Wait. Oh, I got to keep going. You see there's like a check mark where it says, yeah, oh, that's where I want to pick it up from. Odnir Lefarish. Haparsha Derech Remez. Okay, so what are the sides of the Pshat? We're trying to work out a deeper idea of this Eved Ivri. Really beautiful. Again, every piece of the Or HaChaim is unique, and it's not one set type of Mahalach that he has, but this is very insightful. It says, Ki titzaveh HaTorah l'ha'adam, lasim lefonav bitmidus kol ha'davar ma'ela beinenav. Put literally, like the fill-in. Put this between your eyes. It's something, think about this constantly. This is something that you should always be at the forefront of your consciousness. What is it? Hu aimru asher tosim lifnehim. This is when it says, the pasuk says, these are the Eilah HaMishpatim, right? This is what you put in. She yosib tamid ha'adam inyan zelefonim. The Torah is hinting that a person should always have the following things. And just like, again, I think he's saying a deeper level here, just like by tefillin, you're not allowed to be Masiach Das from. You can't divert your attention from the fact that you're wearing tefillin. So too, this thought that the Torah is telling with an Eved Ivri, something that's so important, that a person shouldn't be Masiach Das from it. They should constantly be thinking of the following thing. And you'll see, our lives would be much more elevated if we think it. Hu ki tikne Eved Ivri, right? What's this thought that a person has to always be thinking about, right? It says when you buy an Ivri, v'lo yedat datiki ha'odam nechalak l'shnayim. Everyone knows that a person is divided into two different, distinct components. Chelik echad ruchani. One part is the neshama, right? The spiritual part of us. V'hu ha'ikar. That's the ikar, right? This is why we're here. Our purpose in this world is for our neshama. I believe it's from the Sefer Bilvavi. Jeff Burrell was telling me that he learns with Dr. Saul Herzog. And he was telling me that a person tries to make a cheshbon. I once asked my Talmidim this. Like, what percent of you is physical? What percent of you is spiritual? So what would you say?
100 and 100.
100 and 100. Mm. What would you say?
Depends on the person.
Depends on the person.
Sure.
You're not sure? Yeah?
I'd say 50-50.
50-50. So Bavavi said 100 and 0. We're 100%. We're 100% neshama. We're not the goof, right? We have a goof. Oh, where did I see this? There's a biographer of the famous mashpia in Chabad, Chaim Shlomo Kesselin, Olav Shalom. So he told a story. I think it was by the Maggid of Koznitz. So he said that the Rebbe said, "Right now, I don't have a goof." And his son touched him. He says, "But I'm touching your goof." So he said back, the only reason you feel my goof is because you're using your goof to touch mine. I mean, we're limited by our hasagas, right? You're using your goof, that's your method of evaluating, so then you're feeling like I have a goof also, but really I don't have a goof at this moment. Anyway, the goof is not who we are, right? This is going to tie into Eved Ivri, right? One part is the chelik echad ruchani, that's the main thing, that's primary who we are. The chelik echad, the other part of it is gashmi, Shavuot Hashem, lit neshama l'sham sha. It's the It's the nachschlepper. It's the shamish. It's the one who helps and assists and aids and does things that they need for the neshama. But that's the guf, right? But it's here. What's the key? L'shamsha, to serve the neshama. Right, because with a goof, a person can do many mitzvahs Hashem tells us to do. Velo yikare shem eved. There, that's why the body, the goof, is called an eved. Ki eina elish shamash lenefesh shelo yikare adam. Right, because all it does is just, it's helping the neshama, and the neshama is what's really called adam. Adam lo. It's talking about the Shemen Hamishcha, right? Not to shmir on the, but the Lashon is Medayik is Boser Adam, right? Sheze Yagid Ki Lo HaBoser Yikari Adam, because the Boser, right, the flesh of a person isn't the person themselves, but that's the Boser, right? Only the Sham is actually the Adam, right? The Goof is the Boser, right? We were in the Crayola factory this week in the 1960s. To be politically correct, they changed the color from flesh to peach. Because not everyone's flesh is the same. Okay. Can you imagine what the political climate was in the 60s to change the flesh into a color like this? Looks like peach. Everyone has the same color of skin. Okay. But what is the tzad of Shabbos Shabbat? That everyone's flesh is flesh. Right? That part is that you can't change the color of the crayon. You call it whatever you want. You can call the flesh whatever you want. But at the end of the day, the flesh is the flesh. The goof is the goof. It's only here to be the waiter, the servant to the Adam, which is the neshama. V'chein omer Adam atem. That's why the pasuk, famous pasuk in the drasha, atem kruim Adam v'ein umas ha'olam. Right? You were called that, but not the goyim she'ein lahem nefesh ruchanis. Because they don't have this, doesn't mean they don't have a neshama. Everyone has a neshama. But they don't have this special elevated aspect of it. Right? And we've spoken in different times over the years about the different ways of reconciling what that means. That atem kurim adam. But it means there's a special, unique element that a yid has. But what's he bringing out here? The adam is referring to the unique part of our neshama. Because if not, so then a nachri would also have the same adam, right? Fine. V'lezeh mitzave ha-Torah ha-anam ki sikne eved ivri. Therefore, the Torah is telling us, right, in these unique dinim. And again, obviously, it's pshat, there is a real din of an eved ivri. But what's the musa, what's the remez that the Torah is telling us to we shouldn't be masiach dasram? Pirish ivri over. That's what we started off by telling you, that an ivri is something that means that is temporary. It's passing. The goof is not going to stay with us. The neshama is eternal, and if we define ourselves by our goof, by our physical possessions, this is so important. That's why the Or HaChaim says you got to always be thinking about this. That we what are our priorities in this world? Why are we here in this world? It's not for the goof. It's for the neshama. The goof's not going to be there. The goof's like the Eved. And again, where he's developing this idea, and just like the Eved Ivri is only temporary, and then he's done, so too the goof is only temporary, and it's done. Ki eina kayim la'ad. Ki mi gever yichye v'lo yireh mo'avos. Right, is anybody going to last forever, not going to die? No. Al derech kitzel over, right? The word Ivri is like the passing shadow. Right, sail over, temporary. That's not going to last. Uzman kviyus hu ad shishim shana. So then again, just like the Eved works for 6 years, so here he's telling the person these 6 years is a remez for the 60 years of a person's life. Now again, the Or HaChaim was living, passed away in 1743. 1743. I don't do a Google search, but figure out what the average lifespan was in 1740s. 60 years. Not right? Not very good.
Malnutrition and disease.
Malnutrition.
And
right?
Disease, because they don't have antibiotics or anything. It's,
yeah.
not so...
So that was probably a normal lifespan, right? He himself was in his 40s when he passed away. He himself was I think, 47? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He himself was in his 40s. I mean, what he accomplished in 40 years, I'll go on to accomplish in 2,000 years. But the Maisa, to say that that's what he's saying. Zman kvius hu ad shishim shana, right? It's going to be for 60 years. Al derech amru tavo bekelach eli kever. That's the whole drushes we remember. We learn these gemaras where the kelach is the gemachshe beis chaf lamed ches is 60. So that's what the gemara is darshing over there, right? Amru b'shas. It's a gemara in moed katan. The daf yomi is going to get to this, I think, in like 2 weeks or so, right? Yeah. Zev, you're doing the daf, right? Okay, so good. Coming attractions. Ki ben shishim shona hu zmano shel adam leches bechush kecheshmen bekelach. Right, so that's on. We're going to live for 60 years because that's the gematria of the word. Sha'azhu ka'alois godish. At that point, this again, the darshan is pasuk in Eiv. That's like a sheaf that's being brought in. Done. It's done. We're finished. Right. You know, it's the field, or the leaf is dried out in the field again. Everything is brought in. We're done. You know. We work in the field of life, field of dreams, and then we're brought in. V'zehu oimru sheishan and pirush kol yom of heim shishim. That's what it means, that the Eved Ivri is a lashon of being something temporary, is going to work for sheish shanim for 6 years, meaning that the total sum of a person's life is going to be 60 years. The hagam sheamr sheish, right? Yesh cheshven sheichlo klalos echad v'kan kolil ha'esiri. Okay, I tag got 6, doesn't say 60, but he says, no, the way of making a cheshven where the one unit counts for 10, so 6 really comes out to be 60. When I was preparing this, it reminds me there is a Torah from Rav Tzadok where he writes that the 7 days of creation correspond to the 70 years of a person's life. So I don't remember if he quotes this or Chaim. Rav Tzadok lived after, approximately 150 years after, I guess, the Or Chaim HaKadosh. But he also has this idea about the 7 days of Sheish and Mibreishis, the 7 days, how that corresponds to the 7 years of a person's life. I don't know, we have to do a Google search and find out what the average lifespan was in the time of Tzadok, to find out if there were people living up 70. Well, what nowadays? Nowadays, Tavshin Pei Beis, how long is a person, what's the average? Baruch Hashem, people are healthy. Yeah? I saw this, there was a woman in Canada, she was 114. This is just this week, right? Yeah? Yeah.
The numbers of people over the age of 65 and over the age of 80, like whatever, it's just astronomically different than
it was.
Than 20, even 20, like 30 years ago, 50 years ago.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah, but Alpi Musa, again, Baruch Hashem, people over 60, right? Yeah. But the idea of that, you know, you're working for the 6 years and the 77th year, right, which is that cycle, we understand the message that we're not going to be here forever. Uveshvis pirish be'eser shonim hashvis. It would mean that in the 78 is the average lifespan nowadays. Okay? The im gevur shmonim shona, right? That's the positive. Oh. Good. Yeti lechavshi ha'eved al derech omru b'meisim chavshi. Right, so that what it means that the meisim chavshi. That's the whole sugya of whether can you bury somebody in klayim because meisim chavshi is a mitzvah, right? It reminds me of in Bahalosha, right? Chinam. So Rashi says chinam in hamitzvahs, right? That we eat for free from mitzvahs. Anyway, over here, for to be that we're free. It means we're not free from like free to everyone. We're free from the fact that we're potter from doing the mitzvahs, right? If you think about fascinating, I believe I heard this from Rabbi Dr. Akiva Tatz. How do we say a person passed away? You know, we talk to someone. We say so and so. What happened to them? They were nifter. Nifter is a binyan. All right, which means they made themselves potter. They made themselves exempt. They're no longer chayav and mitzvahs. You ever think about that? It's a fascinating. You know, we just say the word "all person's nifter," but it means they really are no longer chayav in the mitzvahs. Right. So that's the drosh over here, right? Yotzi the chavshi, yetzi the chavshi. He goes out free, right? Free here means you're dead. You mean because there's no one that want to do it. The Omer Tevas Chinam. Oh, this is amazing. Watch what he says over here. For free, Lirmos to hint at the following. Al Yad Mi Shetia Hayetzia. Right, the person who's the one who's responsible for causing the Eved to leave the world. Aide Chinam. The one who is for free, Shu Samech Mem. That's the Yitzhahara, it's the Malcham Abbas, that's the Satan. Vechelu Sov, and his soldiers, his army, Shehem, Yirmazim Tevas Chinam. Chinam is alluding to the Satan. Why? Ki Omer B'Sefer HaZohar says in Zohar Kodesh, ki b'milei demagnuhu zanaihu hahu sitra. The weapons of the sitra achra are found in things that are done for free, things that are done without any effort, without any money. And the Svarim HaKadoshim speak very strongly about this. Chafetz Chaim discusses this, but a person should always, always pay for a mitzvah. I remember years ago when I was teaching in Hillel, so we had a program, and we bought boys like a Mesilas Yesharim. I forget what it was. I said, I'm charging you $2 each. I'm not giving it to you. What do you mean? I explained to him this idea that anything that's done for free, it doesn't have a kiyum. And more than that, the Svarim HaKadoshim speak very stark that these chitzonis can have an achiza in it. They take hold of it. They take over it. We should never do anything in life for free. We get frustrated because we're efforts and we're trying for things and it doesn't go so smoothly. A person should have a lot of hanaf from the fact that things aren't going so easy because it means it's meaningful. It means it's an accomplishment. It'll have a kiyum. Things that come, easy come, easy go. Even in Havdalah, you see like the people who win the lottery, these like athletes or movie stars, whatever, they never worked a day in their life, and they win the lottery, and then like a year later, 5 years later, 7 years later, they commit suicide, and they're broke. Right? There's many famous athletes and people who just they never work. Our bubbies and zanies who woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning because they had to like get to work as a baker, as a tailor, as whatever. They understood the value of a dollar. That he's writing over here, it's so powerful. The Sefer, I forgot what it's called, the Chafetz Chaim Sefer, but I think it's called, I'm forgetting the name of which one it is, but he brings down the idea, he says, a person should always pay for an aliyah. You're getting a mitzvah of doing that. He says, it's a strong thing. A person should pay for that, should not take an aliyah for free. And a person should always spend money for that. So again, I told the boys, I'm charging you $2. I want the learning of Mesilas Yesharim should have a kiyum, that it shouldn't be something that's easy come, easy go. But for anything, like a person say, I want to give you a set of tefillin, I want to give you a lulav and esrog. Again, it's very nice, but you should give something for it. Nothing should be for free. That's what he writes here. This is, again, a lot of this form quote this idea. That's why these chitzonis, these forces of the sitra achra, they have no shlita, they have any control over mitzvah the person does when they pay money for it. It's not a fundraiser. We got to make some money. So now we're telling everybody to pay for mitzvahs. It's an inyan to pay for a mitzvah. It's brought down all the svarim, this idea about not taking anything for free. Nothing in life, but certainly, right? We can even quote Pasuk Sonen Matanos Yechia, right? That there's a chiyas that comes from not taking a matana. What's the chiyas? The chiyas is that it'll have a kiyam, it'll last, it'll live, it'll be fulfilled. V'chein, just finish up, Tim says, Shekol davar tumah boi b'chinam. All matters of tumah is for free. For free, that's the yisod that they have. They have a shlita over that. Again, it's the Gemara in Bava Basra. He's quoting that the Samech Men, right? He has three phases. First, he comes as the Yetzahara, comes to convince a person to do something wrong. Then he flies upstairs, puts on a new hat, becomes the Satan, right? In Hebrew, l'satan means to accuse. So he makes a prosecution, chas v'shalom, a kitrug, chas v'shalom. And then, so he tempts the Yitzhar, he goes upstairs as the Satan, then he comes back down and carries out the sentence, the Malcham Avis. These are all, but that's all, the only way it can happen is when things are done chinam. Just to end off the last line, Masha'enkin, which is not true, Dover HaMitzvah, Amsudvar Mitzvah, Ukedusha, Tzarech Lehem, Torach Godo, Vedomim Yikarim. Anything related to mitzvahs and to holiness, to good things, it requires a great amount of effort and a great amount of expense. That the more that a person puts into things in life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's in learning, whether it's in davening, a person who really works at it, then they accomplish something. Yeah, a person who spends time working on the avoda of tefillah, and then they have a meaningful tefillah. It wasn't just like, poof, you got something. You worked for it. You accomplished. You looked into svarim and you prepared for it. A person gives tzedakah before davening. All these things are hachanos, but you have to do something to generate it. But if anything, that just things, nowadays everybody wants instant, right? Instant. It's not machidish. Everybody knows this, right? That everybody wants instant, faster, service, faster. Da, 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 da. Again, there are conveniences, but with all the conveniences and all the electronic gadgets and all the extra time now we have because things are going so fast, we haven't yet produced like a new Chafetz Chaim. Right, with all the time saving gadgets, it's not like everyone's just walking around their bucky and shas. Right? I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's that's how once said. He was talking about the modern Orthodox world, and he says, Yeah, it's not as if we've compromised, we've settled for mediocrity because we're burning the midnight oil like learning Shakespeare, right? Or Milton, right? That's not what happened, right? So we'll be honest with all these things. So again, the idea is to work for it, and that's, again, just to kind of put it full circle, that's a beautiful word. He says a person should always remember what we're here for. And that's the yisod of Eilad HaMishpat. Place this in front of your eyes. Always be thinking, always be focused. What we're here for? What's the focus of it? And it's hard because, you know, we get busy and we get sidetracked and we get distracted and we have kaivis and we have gaiv and we have all sorts of things that, you know, would take us off that proper perspective. But the yisod, again, if you just read you just learn the parsha chumash with Rashi, it's amazing. But you miss the depth of the Or HaChaim. It's a whole new vista. It's a whole new universe. It's a whole new perspective. You get an insight into the parsha, the Ramazim, and the Musar. That again. So again, I apologize for the refreshments. We're not here, but we got the Iker, right? We just learned that we got the goof. The goof wasn't here, but the neshama was highly satisfied tonight. Okay, shkoyach.